You ever thought of the idea of sharing your faith with somebody and it's just far too terrifying? Well, I'm an excellent person to tell you about this because I too find sharing my faith, especially with strangers, really scary. This idea pops in my head. It felt like God because it was so kind. And it was this idea that I don't have to talk to the people who look like they don't want to talk or who look angry or scared. Just talk to the people who look like they want to talk. The people who are smiling. If you look at somebody, you smile and they smile back, go talk to them. I'm like, oh, are you serious? Really? That makes it easy. I don't have to do the really hard thing. Because you could go walking through a city and no one smiles. No one is open. It was just like this permission to let the scary people go. You know, they don't want to talk. That's okay. But when somebody looks open, they're just having a great day. Maybe they want to talk to me. They see how I'm dressed. I'm like, oh, who are you? So I just let myself go. And I realized how nasty I was being to myself. And also, I really think the enemy as well. He doesn't want me evangelizing. He doesn't want me being free. He doesn't want me being myself. He doesn't want me being happy. He doesn't want all that stuff. So just when I didn't speak to somebody, he just, damn girl, you're such a bad Catholic. Rubbish. Useless. You call yourself a priest. You should be ashamed of yourself. All that kind of thing. I was just taking it. I was drinking it in. I was believing it. Like, oh no. And then I'm just getting so discouraged. And God is never a discourager. He is always a God who encourages us. I knew this thought was from God because it was, as I said, it was just so kind. It was so beautiful. I'm like, oh. It removed obstacles. It encouraged me. It brought me peace. I felt loved. I felt joy. I felt passion, courage, and excitement for the gospel. I'm like, that's definitely God. So if you get all of those things, or even some of them, St. Ignatius's, you know, rules of discernment, you know, that sounds like serious consolation. And it was just like, oh, that person looks like super angry. That person clearly doesn't want to talk to me. I'm just like, let him go. Do, 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 do. And I'm just walking around, having a laugh, feeling free and peaceful till I see someone who's kind of similar. I'm like, oh. And you wouldn't believe how many people I bumped into. It was like meeting old friends. I kid you not. Just super open and gregarious, and they're having a laugh. They want to talk to you. I'm like, hey, what, how are you doing? I met so many people. And then I met up with one of the other friars, and he loves to do that stuff, Father Michael. So then we started going around and met this local old granny, and she was super excited. She's like, hey, brothers. And she wanted to talk. And we said, can we pray for you? She's like, oh, yes. You know, she's just straight there. And we prayed with this other person. We talked with them. We prayed with them. And they just said they had a beautiful experience of God's presence. And then they called. They knew other people on the street. And they're like, come on up. Come over here. Come up. Talk to her. Pray to her. And the other one, she's like, got to pray and talk with her. And just really simple stuff like, God really loves you. Is it okay if I pray with you? Just removed my fears and opened me up to say, do you know what? This is what I could do. This is what I could do. And I'm sharing with this with you because I need to remind myself, guys, because I've forgotten this. And every time the brothers go out on Wednesdays, I'm like, now I also have loads of other things to do, but I could make time for something that I do feel called by the Lord to do. And I bet it would be really fruitful. So I need to remind myself, I don't have to talk to scary people. I don't have to talk to people who don't want to talk to me. I don't have to talk to people who look like they're just waiting to reject me. I can talk to the people who I see and go, oh, and just give them the nod. And they're like, all right, lad, how are you? I'm like, I'm great. And yourself? And you just start just being myself and even being more than myself because I'm set free in the Holy Spirit to engage and connect with people. And whether it's on the street and kind of in that, or it's in an airplane, or it's in work, or it's just with family or whatever else, it doesn't have to be hard. Do the easy one. There's lots of people in our lives that can be described as low-hanging fruit. They're just waiting to pop off that tree. We think we need to hit like the ones right up the top that are really hard to reach. And then when you try to get them, it's like you're pulling, you're falling off. And then the apple's attacking you. Like, oh, this is so hard. Only St. Paul could do this. Like, no, lad. If, as Jesus said, like, look, the fields are white for the harvest. They are ripe. Are there? And it's true. There are so many people that God is preparing their hearts. Let's find those. Don't worry about the ones who aren't ready. Don't worry about the ones who are fighting with God and running from him and denying him and all the rest of it, because they're fighting him and they need to, you know, work on that. And God's working with them, okay, on that. If you're talking to someone like, and they don't believe, let him go. So sometimes I'll, you know, be chatting to someone and say, do you pray at all? And if they're like, no. They're like, no, I don't believe in God. And so you never, like, even if your granny's super secular, you would never pray. No, not really. I mean, I'd pretty much say, all right, I'm not going to try and convince them that God's real. I just let it go. They're way further down the journey. The job of an evangelist, at least in street evangelization, is not to have arguments. It's to look for the low-frying fruit. And for me, a way that God kind of shows me which ones are ripe are the ones that look happy and ready and open. Now, it helps the fact that I'm dressed like an advertisement for Jesus. But, you know, anybody can do this stuff if that's something you're called to. Or, like I said, whatever context it's in, who are the people who are ready? Who are the people who you have a bit of a connection with and they're open and they're curious, you know, and that we, okay, what's the next step with them? An invitation to something or maybe to pray with them or just say, you know, sometimes when I'm struggling, here's a way I often just say like a simple prayer like, Jesus, I really need your help. Just come, please, and give me your peace. Do you know? The other thing that I'll tell you in another video, just how to do like a simple 3-minute like testimony, little description of your story with God. Why is it that you might believe? And listen, guys, I know lots of people watching this. You're like, you're not, I don't know, I don't even believe in God. Like, okay, well, I hope you enjoyed the video. And I hope this encourages the rest of you to, you know, give it a go. And it doesn't have to be hard. God actually wants to make this really fun. I heard one guy describe it. We have this inbuilt desire for entertainment. The proper answer to that desire is evangelizing. Wow. That's not what I expected. You mean it's not Netflix? You mean it's not, you know, shooting the breeze with your friends? Actually sharing our faith can not just be not terrifying. It can be one of the most exciting, fun, engaging and entertaining things you will ever do. Because to see somebody have that moment of realizing God is real and letting him into their life, and you get to see them spontaneously start to cry because they feel his loving, kind presence. Guys, it's the most amazing thing in the world. So I really just want to encourage you guys, do it the easy way. God bless you. Bye-bye. Now, so many buttons to turn off around here. Which will I do first? Do you first. No, I'll do you first.